The 2022 Cattlemen's Congress is now officially in the record books, and what a show it was. Executive Vice President for Cattlemen's Congress, Bray Haven, with us today. Bray, I know, you know, the show is now behind us. You continue to have conversations with people who are here, who were involved, and the reviews so far, it sounds like they're really good.
Very positive reviews after our second annual Cattlemen's Congress. People were really excited with some of the changes that we made from the first annual to this year, and I think we're going to continue to grow upon that. But overall, I think people are still excited about the show, continue to be supportive. They showed that to us in their reviews. We sent out some surveys and asked for their feedback, and they were really pleased with the things that we did last year that we continued upon, which was, you know, being very exhibitors friendly, virtually no cost after your entry fee on our end. For the exhibitors, they pay the entry fee and they get to, you know, park for free, no gate admittance. You know, just the ease of getting around the fairgrounds and really the ease of getting around Oklahoma City and the things Oklahoma City has to offer as well really are what make Cattlemen's Congress a destination. When you talk about the quality hotel rooms that are close to the grounds, the quality of restaurants and things like that, and those are all the things that make Cattlemen's Congress exciting. It's not just the show. It's Oklahoma City and the people here that really and truly make the difference.
Now, when you start talking about numbers, very comparable numbers year one to year two.
Yeah, when you think about in year one, we virtually had no competition. We were the only show in town. This year, several of the other shows are back going. Our entry numbers were very similar, but we actually showed more cattle in 2022 this year than we did last year. 750 more head went through the show ring, and so you talk about the logistics of that, and it's really outstanding that our crew and the team that helps us and the interns that we get from across the country can manage all of that efficiently with the help of the associations. Obviously, the associations run their own shows, but we help with the efficiency of all that. And I think that's another thing that's to be applauded on what we've accomplished here.
Another measurement, I guess, you've got that out there is that set of sales, national sales at the various breeds put on, and I know you keep a running tally on those.
Yeah, so this year we held 13 sales on site, 9 were off site. Total number of sales being 22 sales that happened here in Oklahoma City, and the gross of those sales was up from last year. So we're at $10.2 million in cattle sales in OKC for 2022. It was really, really an outstanding year. When you think about a couple of the sales that actually rotate, some of the associations rotate where their sales are. So we were down a couple from what we had last year in OKC. But then to still have your gross up and then pretty much across the board, averages were up. And so that really encourages breeders that can sign in those sales. It really encourages the associations when they're considering where they're going to host their sales for 2023. And so we overdid it, I think. I think it was, we'd made some really quality upgrades to the sales arena this year, really classed it up, added some projector screens and, you know, put some turf down, really made it a nice environment. And people loved it and spent more money at the sales. At the end of the day, that's what you want.
Right. Now, and on the anecdotal side of that is that you've got private treaty sales going on back in the barns. You hear any stories on those?
Yeah, certainly. I think that, you know, when you talk to breeders and you walk through the barns and you're looking at breeders from literally across the country, this year we were up to 44 states, up from 40 states last year. So we've gotten more diverse across the country and across the world as well. But these folks are here to market their cattle, market their genetics, and talk about when they're having their production sale back home and whatever it might be. And so you have a lot of that. And we've had testimonials from people that say, you know, last year we sold a third of our cattle to new buyers that found our cattle at Cattlemen's Congress. That's a testimony to what's going on in Oklahoma City. That's a testimony to the success that this show has. And a lot of that's due to The visionaries that came up with Cattlemen's Congress, but then also the things that are good about Oklahoma City and Oklahoma is that our central location, the region that we're in, when you talk about how many are bordering states in Oklahoma plus our state, is accountable for about 40% of the cattle production in the U.S. So it's all of those things factor in when you're talking about a successful show, and so it was really good.
Not doesn't hurt to have the top three beef cow states in America, but Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, right here
in the region. And so, you know, a lot of the things that we're talking about was how do we recruit more people to come in and look at cattle? Well, this isn't just a seed stock event. I mean, you know, when you talk about the people that are coming and exhibiting, it is. These guys are selling bulls to commercial producers as well. And so one thing we tried to really encourage more of this year was, hey, if you're in the area, come in and look through these cattle, because these people have cattle from, you know, for every different operation, whether you're looking for embryos or, low birth weight bull for heifers or, you know, just looking to improve the quality of your herd. Mm-hmm. This is a place you can do that.
I would think that'd be some of the strategies you'd be talking about for 2023.
Yeah, we've already met with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and working with some of the other producer groups to think through some ideas on how we can get more commercial producers here and get them walking through the barns, you know. Just like I mentioned a second ago, anybody that wants to improve the quality of their herd, you know, the easiest and quickest way to do that is quality bulls. And these folks aren't just selling $50,000, $25,000 bulls. You know, there's something literally for everybody here.
Right. So I guess the one that we didn't really cover yet, trade show, get pretty good reviews from the vendors.
Great reviews from the vendors. Obviously, in 2021, we still had some COVID restrictions. This year was full-blown opened up. We almost doubled the size of our trade show, vendors from across the country. And, you know, not just clothing vendors and things like that, but people that sell livestock products and some of our great sponsors that provide high-quality products to farming operations, really, you know, talking to them, they had good shows. So, you know, good feedback both sides, from both the exhibitors that walked through the trade show and in the vendor area and from the vendors themselves. Mm-hmm. Really, really positive reviews on both sides of that.
I know you had quite a few of them out in the barns, including the super barn area, but you also had them around the concourse once again.
Yeah, we did. We had them in Jim Norick Arena through the super barn as you walk back towards the cattle barns, and even some in there in barn three. But one thing that we did do this year was we moved the herd sire bull displays over to barn three around the trade show area, and then it grew so much we had to move them into some of the cattle barns. And so an overwhelming response on herd sire displays from the purebred side and from the club calf side. So that was something that a lot of people were talking about, how exciting that was and cool it was to just walk through those herd sires and see the quality of bulls that were being displayed.
The difference of right now compared to a year ago. A year ago, you weren't quite sure what you're going to do about year two, if you're going to have a year two. You know you're going to have a year three now, so I know already the wheels are turning.
Certainly. Our board's going to get together soon and kind of discuss some things that we can do to improve for 2023, things that get some more feedback from the breed associations, because at the end of the day, their members are the ones that decide where to host their national shows. We hope that'll be back here in Oklahoma City. We'll look for that. So far, like mentioned earlier, positive feedback from exhibitors. At the end of the day, where the exhibitors come show, there's not a bigger cattle show in the country after 2 years. We're it. And so, we hope they keep coming back.